The following story is taken from KabbalahOnline.org and is adapted by Yerachmiel Tills from Hebron.co.il. The story is called The Fallen Sword of the Sultan. In the early 1640s, which is nearly 400 years ago, the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire made a journey from his seat of government in far-off Turkey to places of importance in his domains, meaning he left where his palace was, and he went to travel about and see different important places where he ruled. He made his way to the Cave of Machpelah in Hebron, Ma'arisa Machpelah. The Sultan entered, adorned in his traditional ruling garb, including the golden sword, studded with diamonds and precious stones, which hung at his side. The Sultan wandered from room to room, finally entering the huge hall named after Yitzhak Avinu. Now, the center of attraction in the Yitzhak Hall is a small circular hole in the floor near the wall shared with the smaller Avraham Hall. The hole is perhaps the most sacred, the most holy spot in the entire illustrious structure above the burial caves of the Avos and the Imahes, because it leads down into the actual caves. Pilgrims from all over the world journey for weeks and even months just to have the opportunity to stand by this small, dark, circular opening leading into the cave, which, according to tradition, was excavated by Adam Harishain. So the Sultan leaned over this hole, peering down into it. But as he bent over, his precious sword fell from his side down into the cavity in the ground. Hearing the clang of metal hitting the ground, the Sultan realized that his sword lay in the caves underneath. Oh no. The Sultan called the officer of the guard and ordered him to lower a soldier through the hole into the caves below to get back his sword. Quick to respond to the Sultan's order, the officer selected a soldier nearby. Another soldier wrapped a rope around his waist and lowered the soldier into the underground cavern. No sooner had they done so, when, without warning, piercing screams penetrated from inside the hole below. Quickly they pulled up the soldier, but he was dead. The Sultan ordered that another soldier be lowered into the caves. So it was, and his fate was exactly the same like the first soldier. He also died. The Sultan continued to send soldier after soldier into the caves until it became clear that whoever enters the caves will not come out alive. The Sultan turned to his hosts and exclaimed, "Who will return my sword to me?" The Arabs, looking at one another, answered without hesitating, "Why not send down a Jew? If he dies, none of us would care. And if he doesn't, well, you'll have your precious sword back." So the Jews were ordered, on pain of death, to supply a volunteer to be lowered into the caves to return the Sultan's sword to him. The Jews of Hebron had heard what had happened to the Sultan's soldiers. How could they send one of their own to his death? They davened and they fasted, hoping to avert the decree. Realizing, though, they had no choice, they looked at one another. Who would dare to enter the sacred holy caves of the Avos? The elderly rabbi of the community, the Kabbalist and sage Rabbi Avraham Azulai, author of the Sefer Chesed Avraham, solved the problem. He said, "I will enter the holy caves, have no fear." And so it was. After praying and pleading before Hashem, who's the God of Avraham, of Yitzchak, and of Yaakov, Rabbi Avraham Azulai went to the mikvah, dressed in white garments, which is how we would bury a yid, and he set forth to Ma'arisa Machpelah. With a rope tied around his waist, Rabbi Azulai was lowered into the cave. When his feet hit the ground, Rabbi Azulai looked around him and found, standing by his side, three bearded men. They said to him, "We are your avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov." Rabbi Azulai was dumbfounded. Finally, he said to them, "Wait, why should I leave here and go back above? I am old, and here I have found my avos. My only wish is to stay with you." But the avos said, "You must return the sword to the Sultan. If not, the entire Jewish community of Hebron might be wiped out. But don't worry. In another 7 days, you will return here to be with us." So the saintly rabbi returned to the Yitzchak Hall above the Cave of the Avos, and with him was the sword of the Sultan. The Sultan was very pleased, and upon seeing their beloved rabbi return alive, the Jews of Hebron declared the day a holiday. Rabbi Avraham Azulai spent the next week, the next 7 days, with his students, teaching them all the secret teachings of Torah. Day and night he learned with them, instructing them, teaching them everything that he knew. And indeed, 7 days after being lowered into Ma'arsa Machpelah, Rabbi Avraham Azulai returned his soul to his Maker, dying peacefully in his home. He was brought to rest in the ancient Jewish cemetery in Hebron, overlooking the final resting place of his beloved Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov.